From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In the Mexican border city of Juarez, thousands of army troops have seized control of the local police force. It's part of an effort to take back the city's streets from violent drug cartels. Local officials say the surge over the last 2 weeks has dramatically reduced drug-related executions, but at what cost? As NPR's Jason Bobian reports, some say the military has been fighting violence with violence.
As you come over the Bridge of the Americas from El Paso into Juarez, Mexican soldiers with automatic weapons man a security checkpoint. They flag down SUVs and rummage through the vehicles, looking for drugs, guns, and money. The Army is now in charge of security in Mexico's most violent city. It patrols the streets, runs the police department, and oversees the jails. Juarez Mayor Jose Reyes Feriz says this is not martial law. He calls it a collaboration between the Army and the city.
And we have to work to implement it. We have to get many things straightened out. But at the end of the day, it's going to be a very helpful way to get crime down in our city.
More than 2,000 people have died in Juarez since the beginning of 2008 as two of the nation's most powerful drug cartels battle for control of smuggling routes into El Paso. The gangs gunned down their rivals, police officers and prosecutors, in broad daylight. While the thousands of additional troops haven't eliminated executions entirely, the murder tally has fallen from about 10 a day in February to only one or two a day since the extra soldiers arrived. But Gustavo de la Rosa Hickerson, the ombudsman for the Chihuahua State Human Rights Commission, says the military shouldn't be in charge of security in Juarez. And he says the first wave of soldiers who arrived a year ago have tortured and even killed criminal suspects.
Nosotros tenemos registrados 160 expedientes.
We have registered 160 cases of abuse committed by the military here in Ciudad Juarez, Hickerson says, and the majority of those cases were of torture. Hickerson says that when the soldiers arrived more than a year ago, the new troops tried to quickly gather intelligence on the local cartels by beating it out of suspects.
Abu Ghraib sería un kinder. Garden comparado con...
Referring to the disgraced U.S. military prison in Iraq, he says Abu Ghraib would be a kindergarten compared to the military camp here in Ciudad Juarez. This used car dealer says he was held naked, blindfolded, and handcuffed at the base for 4 days late last year.
Nos empezaron a golpear, nos separaron, va, cada quien ya no supe yo dónde se los llevaron a ellos.
He says he was beaten along with dozens of other people who were being detained in a building on the base. He says the soldiers demanded that they confess to working for the drug cartels. This man fled to El Paso as soon as he was let go. He doesn't want his name used out of fear for his safety. He says at 4 or 5 in the morning on his first day there, someone named El Tigre, or the Tiger, took over the interrogation and pulled a plastic bag tight over his head.
Traté de romper la bolsa con mi boca. No podía.
I tried to rip the bag with my mouth, but I couldn't, he says. And at that moment, I couldn't breathe. When he realized I couldn't keep going, he released me. El Tigre told me, "Now you're going to talk. Because you're going to talk." The car dealer says he was arrested after selling a car to two men from out of town who the army claimed were cartel hitmen. When he insisted that he was just a businessman, the soldiers threw him naked, handcuffed, and soaked in water into a cold storage freezer. Other detainees, he says, were being shocked with electricity. Gustavo de la Rosa Hickerson at the Human Rights Commission says this man's account of the interrogations by the Mexican military matches the stories of other detainees. But a spokesman for the military operation, Enrique Torres, denies these allegations. Torres says the Army only holds criminal suspects briefly. He says these are hardened criminals, even killers, and some force may be used during interrogations.
Es parte del trabajo, o sea, en...
It's part of the work. In detentions, oftentimes you have to use force, Torres says. It's the same for police all over the world, no? If someone is committing a crime, it's not possible to say, "Please help us." A request by NPR to see the Army's detention facility was denied. He adds that not a single allegation of torture by the Army has been upheld. The car dealer, who's now in El Paso, says soldiers warned him never to discuss what had happened. He says not only would he not file a complaint against the military, his detention was so horrible, he says, he doesn't want to ever return to Mexico.
Horrible. No, no, nunca se me va a olvidar los gritos de la gente. Día y noche, día y noche. No hay momento que no haya gritos.
I'll never forget the screams of the people, he says. day and night. There was never a moment in which there wasn't screaming. When the soldiers first came to Juarez, early in 2008, he says he was happy to see them. Like many other people in the city, he was tired of living in fear of the cartels. He thought that the strong hand of the military was exactly what was needed to clamp down on the drug gangs. Now, he says, he doesn't know what the answer is. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Juarez.